Joan Jett and the Black Hearts, I love rock and roll. It's Ocean 100. Good morning. Welcome to the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. It's Darcy Campbell, Scott Chapman, and now we have Marlene McDonald with us, a true Islander. And one of my gauges, Marlene, for someone that's a true Islander is just how many people you know on PEI. And I feel that you have that gift for sure. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Darcy. Thank you, Scott. And good morning, everyone. It's an honor to be here. And yeah, I know a few people on the island. I feel pretty honored to know all those people too, Darcy.
It was a compliment, for sure. It was a compliment, definitely. So we're going to have some fun today. Now, for those of you that don't know Marlene, why don't we give people a little bit of a background on you here, Marlene? Maybe you can tell us where you grew up on the island, what you're up to now, kids, all that fun stuff.
Well, I'm a proud Surrey girl, Darcy.
Nice.
From
yes.
Surrey PEI, Mouse Town. And I live in Charlottetown now, but Surrey calls me a lot of weekends and a lot of time I get a chance. Two sweet little girls. Lilia is 10 and Emma is now 5. Ooh. And a lot of people might know out there, might know Eddie Quinn, my partner. I may hear him singing at times. And my sisters are still in Surrey and lots of nieces and nephews and cousins out that way. And work here in Charlottetown, work down in provincial government, been there for a good many years. So got to meet a lot of people through there. So a lot of fun too. And involved mostly now in girls' activities more than my own activities that I used to be involved in.
Isn't that the way it goes? Yeah. But of course, a lot of folks would know you through your efforts with EastLink and your involvement in the program, which really took you right across the island to so many communities and meeting so many folks.
Well, it first started off with Community Showcase, yeah. And that was all over the island. And people were so proud of their communities and wanting to show what was in their communities. And people went visiting to a lot of those communities and got to know their island better, I think, after Community Showcase. And then that kind of morphed into having the Queen Elizabeth Hospital fund drive, telethon every year, and raising a lot of money. And that involved a lot of islanders because... Mm. So many islanders contributed every year. Like, they were so generous and still are generous.
But what an opportunity for you to get to meet so many islanders and get to learn so much about the different communities.
Yeah, places that I would never have been if it wasn't for Community Showcase and the telethon. And so many people, you feel like they're friends to you now after you've met them so many times. Thinking about the telethon and the fun drive, all those musicians, all those different patients and all those contributors that came in. And you got to know them over the years, like over 20 years, you get to know them pretty well and hear their stories and make those connections. Pretty pleased, pretty honored.
Well, even my kids were in several times making draws, the hourly draws. So.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a nice fun fact there. Scott, I like hearing things like that. Well, Helen, of course, works at
with
the QEH,
foundation,
right?
Yes.
So that makes perfect sense. All right, you're going to hang out for an hour, Marlene. You're going to help us with the birthdays, with late buses even. We got a lot for you today, but I think you're up to the task.
I'll try.
Okay, perfect. All right, we'll have more with our interesting Islander of the day, Marlene McDonald, coming up on Ocean.
Hey, this is Jeff Spindell inviting you to make your nights come alive with the evening show every weeknight here on Ocean 100. I've got the best music. We'll share some news.
Get tickets now for both events at harborfronttheater.com.
All right, Marlene, it's your time to shine. Here we go, weather.
And it's shining out today. Today, it's sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon. We're going up to a high of 12 today. And tonight, partly cloudy with some wind, a low of +4. Friday, more sun and a high of 6. And right now, it's 2 in Summerside and 3 here in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Oh, we should hire her. Scott,
you're funny.
You're not needed anymore.
You're funny.
Stray Cats, rocking this town. Good morning, 7:50, Ocean 100. School buses are out right now. Please pay attention for the flashing lights. We have Marlene McDonald here with us today, and thank you so much for being here with us, Marlene. It's great to see you.
Well, I'm very pleased to be here with you gentlemen this morning. And when you mentioned buses, Darcy, I just thought I'd let everyone know my girls are probably on the bus now, Heather okay. McDonald's bus. They are listening every morning.
Perfect.
I want to say hi to them, but I want to let everyone know about a late bus. That's bus number 30. It's driven by James Daly, and it's serving Southern Kings Consolidated, and it's running 60 minutes late, an hour late there for bus number 30 down in Southern Kings.
Perfect. All right, let's get into the celebration calendar today. See who's celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. Don't forget that tomorrow we're giving out two bridge passes to lucky celebrants from this week. Away we go. Joanne Roach, a happy 48th birthday today from your loving family near and far. Christine McLean, happy birthday to you. Julia Richardson in Kingston is 25 today. Trudy Adams, we're told she is the best sister ever in O'Leary, and that's with love from the family. David Kuzner, who works at Raspberry Point Oysters, from your wife Sarah. Children Ethan, Abby, Henry, and Austin, and the rest of the family. Have a great day, David. Wedding anniversary for Darren and April Gallant today in Charlottetown. Grandson Calvin Singleton, love Nana and Grampy in Stratford. Calvin's 22 today. Jen Dillon celebrating a birthday today. Hope you have a great day, Jen, from the McKinnons. Happy 28th in East Royalty. And Matthew Ramsey, we're told that he's pretty awesome in Alma. Happy 37th birthday. Lots of love from mom and dad. Marlene, you want to pick her up there?
Sure. To Riker Crabb, love from Grampy and Grammy Crabb out in Milton. And Riker is 5 years old today. Happy birthday,
Happy
Riker.
Happy birthday.
Out to the Rocky Point area to Wayne McLean. Happy birthday. That's love from Jeannie and Mike. Nick Clough, working at the Consolidated Credit Union in Summerside, is the big 40 today. Happy Ooh. Birthday from Sadie and Porter. And your favorite cat, Kiwi, out in Long River. Again, to Nick, 40 today. To Sandy Balcom in North Rustico, 63. Happy 63 years, Sandy. A wedding anniversary. Trent and Lorianne Good from the Suffolk area, 27 years. Happy anniversary. Sarah Larkin, who's a pharmacist at Murphy's in North Rustico, out in Brackley Beach, she's from, 31 years old today. And I have one more here, worth the drive to Summerside, they say, to Emily McKinley. Happy 15 years old, Emily.
And Rob Broderick in Summerside is 60. Donna Casford is celebrating today, too, from Carl and family in Charlottetown. There's a couple more on the list there that I just snuck on. That's what I do. That's what I do. Scott, you got off scot-free again.
I did.
Didn't have to do
this
a thing.
This is great for me.
Incredible.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to Ocean 100.
High of 12. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, and a low of 4. Then for Friday, sunny and a high of 6. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
And thank you very much, Scott. It is 8:04. Let's take care of the water cooler question for Robin's Donuts. Again, all you need is a correct answer to be entered in the draw tomorrow to win a $100 Robin's gift card. Okay, 23% of people surveyed say they need to know this about a person before they'll date them. What is it? We've had some pretty good guesses. Criminal record is a good one.
Was my first guess.
Yeah, that's
a good one.
That is a good one. I don't know, maybe more than 23% want to know that, though. Probably. The one that I'm looking for today is if that person can cook. Oh. You want to know if they're going to be able to cook you some stuff.
Like more than KD?
You would not be on this list, buddy. It's a good thing. It's a good thing Helen loves you for your looks. Helen loves you for your looks.
Oh, yeah. She's pretty shallow. She married me for my looks.
Actually, I will say this, Marlene. It has been mentioned to me by Helen that Scott's a great cook.
There's no doubt in my mind.
It's just a very limited menu.
It is a very, very limited menu. And he always cooks things that he won't eat himself. Here you go, Helen. I'll have some KD. Anyways, if you had that answer, you're in the draw. You might win the $100 gift card coming up tomorrow. We'll have more fun with Marlene McDonald coming up next in the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Ocean 100's Morning Show, powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardwares, where customer service is number one.
CHTN-FM Charlottetown is...
YouTube, beautiful day. It's Ocean 100. Welcome to the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Darcy Campbell, Scott Chapman, and Marlene McDonald with us today. Marlene, thanks for coming in, hanging out with us through the morning here. And we're going to chat about the QEH Telethon now. Okay, of course, this is such a big deal for you for many, many years. You've got to meet an incredible array of people in that time. Take me through some big standout memories maybe from your time with the telethon.
Well, it's this time of year we think of telethon often. And Scott with the connection with Helen, and there's so many people all across the island. There was lots of fundraisers from little children raising money at the end of their driveways with lemonade stands, to people putting on concerts, to fish derbies, to breakfasts. So many people all across the island raised money every year. And we'd see a lot of those same people every year come in. We'd see some new people every year. There was always lots of new faces, too, because sometimes people had to get help at the hospital, had to get care at the hospital, and they were so touched with the care and the help that they got and saving their lives or saving some of their family lives that they just wanted to give in some way. Mm-hmm. So the telethon was a way that they could give. They come in and made a contribution. And we had so many musicians that were involved and wanting to contribute their time too. And we call on musicians so many times across the island to contribute at benefits and things like that. And they'd come in all the time. Many of them we saw every year, and there was always some new faces. With the newcomers coming to the island, we also saw some new musical entertainment, awesome. Which was pretty great too. So a great variety. And we had young and old patients, and very touching stories over the years of people that came in and talked about the care that they received at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital.
And, of course, the Winslow Players have had a big part over the years.
Well, the Winslow Players, and we think of this time of year, we think of them, and they're back at it again this year. Maybe you may have heard Gordon Ayton, and Gordon, of course, is instrumental with the Winslow Players. And they're doing it again this year, April 19th, 20th, 21st, and the 22nd. It's at Carrefour Theatre, and we say laughter is the best medicine.
For sure.
If you go to one of their plays, you're sure going to have a great dose of medicine. And, again, you can... Get tickets from any of the ones involved and some different businesses around the island, especially out at the Winslow Irving. Randy Johnson's dropping out there in Winslow. Again, April 19th to the 22nd, Winslow Players at the great, comfortable Carrefour Theatre here in Charlottetown. And all the money raised to that goes, again, to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital Foundation.
All right, so a big deal there. Good plug as well. Glad we were able to do that. And we have more to chat about. You're not off the hook until 8:30, so you got another weather to do here coming up in just a few, all right? We're having fun this morning with Marlene McDonald, our next Interesting Islander in the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Susan Freeman, Executive Director at Meetings and Conventions, PEI. If your company's head office is planning any upcoming retreats or business events, we challenge you to bring it home to
the Department of Economic Growth, Tourism, and Culture through the Canada PEI Labor Market Agreements.
All right, Marlene, you got another weather, like I said. Here it is.
I'm lucky to have this kind of weather today
yes.
to tell everyone about it. Today, as you can see, not a cloud in the sky, folks. A sunny day, becoming a mix of sun and cloud, though, this afternoon, a high of 12. Tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy with some wind, a low plus 4. And on Friday, another sunny day, a high of 6. Right now, it's 2 here in Summerside and 3 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Nice. Late birthday wishes. Jason Monahan, happy 40th birthday today from Harper, Tucker, and Tasha. And also to Luke Pollard in Charlottetown, a happy 11th birthday today. School bus is still doing their things. Slower down in school zones. Good morning. That's Talk Talk, It's My Life, Ocean 100, 819. Good morning to you. Darcy and Scott Chapman here with Marlene McDonald today, our latest Interesting Islander. And one of the things that I really love about this this segment is the fact that we don't just have great conversations on air, but we have great conversations off air too, all right? And we've been doing just that today. I do have a quick question, though. I need to know how many times you have heard the song All the Way to Cardigan in your lifetime.
Oh, bless it. Can't even put a number on it, Darcy.
I figured that.
It's a favorite of many, though.
Absolutely.
It's become the island anthem, really. Any song about making it to the liquor store to get beer is definitely going to speak to a lot. Anyways, it has been wonderful having you in here today. You have touched so many lives across the island. And we were just talking about, even off island, you've gone with the Children of Mickandurie before?
Yes.
How long ago was that?
That was back in 2012. It was eye-opening, Darcy. Like, raising funds here on PEI for lots of worthy causes is always great, but it was quite an eye-opener. And folks, just to let people know at home, that when you see some of those commercials on TV and you may think it's a setup, some of it, what I saw was not a setup. It'd break your heart what some children go through, what some people go through, the living conditions, you know, the amount of food and abundance we have here in PEI in Canada and what the lacking of just essential needs in some other countries and some other places. It's pretty scary and heartbreaking. And we're so lucky to live where we live.
And should not 100. Take it for granted.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Well, you think of what's going on in some of our world not so far away, too.
Yeah. It has been a pleasure having you in here. You have given of yourself so much through your lifetime here on Prince Edward Island. So we can't thank you enough for that. And even above and beyond the QEH telethon and, you know, the Mickandurie stuff. And you're just a fantastic woman. And we were very, very happy and lucky to have you on here today.
Well, thank you so much, Darcy. That's very nice of you to say that. But as I've said many times, you hear me or you see me lots of times, but it takes a great team. And talking about the telethon and those other, there's lots of organizers that are always behind the cameras, behind the mics, that do so much work, and you don't see or hear, see their faces or hear from them. We are so lucky for all the volunteers that we have here in Prince Edward Island.
Well, thank you very much for coming in today and having a chat with us. And I think we'll have you back again. I think we will. I think that's going to be a thing, Scott. We're going to do that. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Big news, like really big. 5G home internet from Xplore is here. Xplore has upgraded to the fastest wireless home internet technology, so you can get speeds of up to